One day, I can reach the keyboard on tiptoe. I play with one finger, then two fingers, then my fists and hands. My mother says, "That sounds nice. Do that again." And I do until she says, "Enough now. Why don't you go play while it's still light outside?" But because of my bad eyes, day and night, dark and light don't really matter to me. Not the way sounds and smells do. Piano notes, streetcar bells, cornbread baking in the oven. As I get older, my eyesight gets worse. An operation helps, but just a little. Still, bad eyes can't keep me from playing the piano. My hands get to know the keys, the short black ones on top and long white ones below. I play more and more and more. When my father leaves in the morning now, he gives me a quick hug and says, "Don't wear out that piano today." In the evening, when my mother calls me to supper, I say, "I'll be right back, piano. Don't go away." Just after my 10th birthday, Reverend Johnson asked me to play in church. I love our church. The way it smells like soap, furniture polish, and flowers. The way footstep sounds echo off the walls. Still, I feel nervous. But when I touch the keys, all my fear vanishes. My foot taps the rhythm, and my notes fill the space between the music of everyone's voices. Afterward, Martha Chimples asks me to play at the annual YMCA bake sale. Mrs. Bradford asks if I can play at Mr. Bradford's 70th birthday party. My mother says, "He can't be out late," but she squeezes my shoulder, and I know she is pleased.